You're listening to the Totally Useless Information Podcast on the Nick and Roy channel, brought to you in part by BPC. It's the best Portuguese chicken in the Toronto area. BPC, slinging chickens since 2010. And by DeMarlo Salon and Spa of Naples. Hair, nails, massage, and skincare for more than 15 years at the Naples location.
What do 3 in 10 males do on Valentine's Day?
In the country of Germany, this is how they celebrate Valentine's Day. I'm Nick.
And I'm Roy. And we go out of our way to scour the internet for information on Valentine's Day.
That you really don't need, but it may help you out in the long run. Join us as we hold hands in this Valentine's Day edition of the Totally Useless Information Podcast. Thank you for joining us.
Totally useless information. It's everything you never needed to know. By listening once a week, you get smarter than you think. The Totally Useless Information Podcast, hosted by Nick and Roy.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Welcome to the special Valentine's Day edition. Should we talk like Barry White throughout this whole podcast?
Hello, baby. Welcome to the Valentine's Day show.
We will give you more Valentine's Day useless information than you can shake a stick at.
Yes. In fact, this is really good because listen to the show and then you'll be able to tell people crazy facts like this one. Mm-hmm. Every year, 36 million boxes of chocolate are sold for Valentine's Day. 36 mm-hmm. million and 189 million stemmed roses.
Well, thanks to Richard Cadbury, he produced the first box of chocolates for this holiday in the late 1800s. Richard Cadbury came up with the idea to sell their fancy chocolates, known today as assortments, in decorative little boxes. Then eventually they came up with heart-shaped boxes. More than 35 million heart-shaped boxes of chocolate are sold every year on this romantic day in the United States alone.
It's crazy, right? That's a lot of chocolate. And I mean, 189 million stemmed roses. That's a lot of plants. The average man spends $130 on Valentine's Day. So you guys out there that spent like $50 or something like that, you better start upping it.
You should be ashamed of yourself.
Do you know how much the average woman spends?
Probably double that.
No, actually, almost half. $70 is the average woman.
How frugal can they be?
Crazy.
It is.
Crazy that we spend that much money to begin with.
That's right. Talk about flowers. 73% of people who buy flowers are men, while only 27% are women. 15% of women in the United States send flowers to themselves on Valentine's Day.
That's sad as hell.
It is.
It's like they send them to themselves and make believe that they were from an admirer.
That's right.
Oh.
I think that's where the secret admirer gift card came from, right? From a secret admirer. Oh, for me? Who could that possibly be?
Wow. Where did this holiday come from? Well, basically, Valentine's Day began in the year 496. It was a Roman festival called Lupercali. Would that be right, Nick? Lupercali? Does that
sound
right?
Festival of the Wolf. Oh.
Yes, the Festival of the Wolf in the middle of February. And it actually was the start of springtime and then spin off into this day of love and Valentine's and birth and, you know, the whole spiel.
Yeah. It is known that Valentine's Day, well, it could have been named after Valentine of Terni. He was a priest who married Roman soldiers against the orders of Claudius II. He was arrested and killed on February 14th in the year 269. It is said that an almond tree near the grave burst into pink flowers and all the birds chose mates, hence the term lovebirds.
And his last words were, come on, have a heart.
That's right.
Okay. How many cards? Okay, because we got to get into the cards. We got into the chocolates. We got into the roses. We got into how much money. But these $8, $12, and $15 cards, that's the real killer. Okay. In the U.S. alone, I don't know about Canada. Maybe you have Canadian facts. But in the U.S. alone, 144 million Valentine's cards are exchanged.
Well, we spend somewhere around $200 million on Valentine's cards every year, second only to Christmas.
That's insane. That is an economy in itself.
It is. And in fact, around the world, 1 billion Valentine's Day cards are sent each year. So around the world, 1 billion cards. Wow.
Billion cards. It's great to be Hallmark.
It is. You want to send the very best. So at Christmas time, it's estimated 2.6 billion cards are sent during the Christmas holidays. So, wow, that is unbelievable.
The Romans start this thing off, and of course they're spinoffs because they start as something else and then they end up morphed into Valentine's Day. But Cupid, because it's Roman mythology, Cupid played a part in a lot of this too, because he was the son of Venus. And it was thought that if you got struck by one of Cupid's arrows, you would fall in love. You would also die a long, painful death, kind of like marriage, but
you pierce my heart with your arrow.
It's kind of crazy, though. I'll have to stab you for you to fall in love. I mean,
come on. And the pain that you feel in your heart is how much I love you. So let's go back to Valentine's Day cards. Where did it all start? Well, the young Romans met and courted young women in the middle of February. So that was a very popular month. The young men would send handwritten greetings expressing their affections towards them. They sent them on the 14th day of February. And the cards acquired St. Valentine's name. And as Christianity was spread, so did the tradition of Valentine's Day cards. The earliest known Valentine's Day card was from the year 1415. It was sent by Charles, the Duke of Orleans, to his wife while she was held as a prisoner in the Tower of London.
Yes. Did you know that he was also a prisoner when he sent her the card? And he would never get to see her. He dies in prison. So he sent her the card. So that idiot, they probably let him out for a day. The first thing he did was went to a store and spent $15 on a Hallmark card. He sent the first Valentine's card and he died never seeing her. How did that catch on?
Oh my goodness.
It's terrible.
It is. You're listening to the Totally Useless Information Podcast, the Valentine's Day special just for you. I'm Nick.
And I'm Roy. And I'm going to talk now about the National Confection Association. This is the candy group.
Okay.
The National Confection Association. And they say that the most popular candy in a box of chocolates is, Nick, what do you think?
Caramel?
Yes, caramel.
Congratulations, woo!
You win a caramel. Now, listen, caramel is the number one chocolate in the box of chocolates. My question to the National Confection Association is, why the hell, then, don't you just make a box of caramel chocolates instead of making those stupid strawberry cream ones that I got to stick my finger into each year and then stick back in the box and make believe and kind of smush them back together again?
After you take a bite?
No, I just stick my finger in them from behind.
And for years, people thought that sounded rude. But anyway, I...
In fact, most people thought for years that I was a proctologist.
Valentine's Day around the world. Around the world. The world.
World, 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 world.
In Finland and Estonia, both countries in Northern Europe, as you know, because we went to Columbus High School in the Bronx, and we know that that was a great geography class. February 14th is less about romance in these countries, but more about friendship. In fact, Estonia and Finland celebrate Friends Day rather than Valentine's Day. And during this holiday, people exchange cards and small gifts with their friends.
See, we were from the Bronx, so we knew a lot about a big finish.
Finish.
Yes. Okay, so Valentine's Day around the world. In 2011, Iran, the country Iran, banned Valentine's Day. They banned gifts. They banned cards. They banned teddy bears. They banned everything as a backlash against Western culture. So I guess the whole concept of love is a Western culture. You know?
Here's my teaser. In Germany, big heart-shaped cookies are a popular Valentine's Day gift. They were decorated Ooh. With few loving words written in frosting. Some cookies also had a ribbon attached to them, so they can be placed around the neck of your sweetheart like a necklace. So never mind going to the jewelry store and getting a real necklace. You bake the cookie in the shape of a heart. You probably messed up the saying in frosting and then put a ribbon around it and said to your honey, here, wear this.
Yeah, well, see, me and Nick, we take this stuff really seriously, which is really kind of sad. But Valentine's, this is again around the world. Valentine's Day was introduced to Japan in 1936. Now, because of the translation in 1936 from English to Japanese, they got it wrong. And it basically said that only women give gifts to men or some man translated this thing and said, I'm not giving gifts. Let's get gifts from them. So February 14th, women give gifts to men.
Because of a typo or something, because of lost in translation. Well, yeah. It's known then that these men would return that favor on March 14th. They called it White Day, kind of like an answer day to Valentine's Day. So on March 14th, they returned the favor and gave their women a gift. March 14th.
Which I think is really brilliant. You got to hand it to the Germans and the Japanese. Maybe not in a war, but you got to hand it to the Japanese guys, right? Because they're like, hey, we'll get a gift from the women first. Because why should we give them a gift if they're not going to reciprocate? And then we'll decide whether we're going to give a gift back. And we'll take 30 damn days to do it.
And these morons, it took them a month to realize it was just a lost in translation.
Oh, my God.
You're listening to the Totally Useless Information Podcast, the Valentine's Day special. I'm Nick.
And I'm Roy. And I normally talk a lot about the French, which I love the French so much. A popular French gift to give on Valentine's Day was garters and gloves. Now, it's just like the damn French to turn a beautiful holiday into a porn film. It's like, hello, my dear, I have for you the garter belt and the gloves and the nothing else.
Take the glove and slap them silly with it. Shh,
shh. Ooh. I take it back about the French.
There you go.
So on Valentine's Day, 2010, again, from around the world. 2010, in Mexico City, 39,897 people broke the record for the world's largest group kiss.
Oh.
39,897 people kissed at the same time on Valentine's Day. Then 15 minutes later, they broke the record for impregnations.
Olé. No, that's Spanish, isn't it?
Yeah, well, it was in Mexico, so maybe the French said, here, try these garter belts. I got one more from around the world, okay?
Yeah.
German girls would plant onions in a pot, and then they would plant the boys' names of the boys they liked next to the bulbs that they planted. So they would plant multiple bulbs and put multiple names in a pot. The first one to grow, they'd pull the name out, and that was the boy that they were supposed to marry. Now, think about how incredibly functional the Germans are. This is going out to you, Heidi. Now, think about this for a second. You normally say that you love one person. but not the Germans. The Germans are like, let's cut the odds down and let's plant like 5 or 6 bulbs and just stays, you know.
Oh, you're listening to the Totally Useless Information podcast, the Valentine's Day special. We'll have more useless information about Valentine's Day, but here's a great way for you to show your loved one that you really, really love them. You know how you do that? You go to BPC Chicken, the best Portuguese chicken.
If I could, Nick, I would buy a Valentine's Day card and give it to the damn BPC Chicken itself. Because that's how much I love it.
That's right. You love their chicken. And so do a lot of people in the Toronto and Mississauga area. Because lots of people, more people go there, and that you could see the lineup out the door. They're at 942 the Queensway. Call them at 416-255-7177. Call them and tell them that Nick and Roy told you to call them. So one of two things will happen. Either they'll hang up on you, or they will deliver the most delicious Portuguese chicken. They make everything fresh in-house. They have some delicious sides like rice and potatoes. They make these traditional Portuguese custard tarts. They have vegan and vegetarian options as well. They are absolutely amazing. People are literally licking their chops right now as they hear all about BPC.
I told you I met the guy from Canada in Safety Harbor, Florida. Yeah, this guy, Phil, and he's from Canada. Loves BPC chicken. Amazing.
Give them a call, 416-255-7177, or check them out online, bestpc.ca. That's bestpc.ca. Check out all their family specials and all their catering menus, everything you need to know about delicious chicken on their website, bestpc.ca. BPC, slinging chicken since 2010.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Totally Useless Information podcast. You've been serenaded by Roy.
Yeah, we did the start off. Hello, baby. It's Valentine's Day. I'm a French man. I give you garter belt and glove. Listen, 3 in 10 males skip Valentine's Day or think it's a cheesy, so-called cheesy holiday, which just proves the theory that 3 out of 10 males live single in their mother's basement forever.
Yes. It's also very sad. Listen, we make fun of the sad people, but it's not nice to make fun of the sad people. There are people who celebrate Valentine's Day, but not because they have a sweetheart. They call it Sad Day, Single Awareness Day, which reminds people that you don't need to be in a relationship to celebrate life. Yeah, you keep telling yourself that.
Yeah. Well, sad is what they call an alternative Valentine's Day. It's kind of what the tree-hugging hippies call alternative Valentine's Day. Of course, they have an alternative for everything. Mm-hmm. But did you know, because, of course, the TUI podcast is an equal opportunity offender. No, excuse me. Equal opportunity and gender neutral.
Yeah.
So, but some feminist groups call Valentine's Day Quirky Alone Day. Now, this is not a lie. Look it up. They call it Quirky Alone Day, and it's for people who resist the tyranny of coupledom. God, why would anybody want to be happy?
That's right. That's why divorce lawyers are more popular than any other lawyer in the profession.
Yeah.
Speaking of weddings, on that day, almost 250,000 people proposed to their significant other. 220,000 people on average propose on Valentine's Day every year.
What? Is it the biggest day, you think?
It doesn't say in the research that I found, but almost 250,000 people on average propose on Valentine's Day.
On Valentine's Day. Right. Well, I guess that's really a good idea too. And then you couple up like both the things and then you only have to buy one gift.
Exactly. They're really smart. Here, honey, happy anniversary.
Yes.
And
yes.
Valentine's Day.
Okay, I got this. Speaking of the French, condom sales. Listen to this one. According to the National Association of Condoms. No.
See, the NAC.
Which is, they have an acronym for that. It's R-U-B-B-E-R.
R-U-B-B. Yeah, anyway, you were saying, yes.
Okay. They say that their sales for the, I guess, like the week before or whatever, condom sales are 20 to 30% higher than any time of the year.
You know what that's called? Wishful thinking day.
Yeah, exactly. And they go, well, sales are up.
You remember Romeo and Juliet, the romantical story of Romeo and Juliet written by Shakespeare?
Yes, yes, I wrote it.
Oh, no, you did. It was Bill Shakespeare, William Shakespeare. Okay.
Oh, you know him? You know him?
Bill and, oh, yeah. Bill and I go way back, literally. So he wrote Romeo and Juliet, and the story happened to be located in the city, the Italian city of Verona. Every year, there are 1,000 letters addressed to Juliet, okay? People still think she's alive. Now, they have volunteers from the Juliet Club. They respond to each letter and awards the Cara Giulietta, Dear Juliet Prize to the author of the most romantic letter.
Yeah, and then they must get so frustrated from reading from letters from these pathetic people that they take the poison themselves like Juliet did.
That's right.
They're like, I gotta read one more of these. I'm gonna kill myself.
That's right.
It's coming from that guy that lives in his mother's basement.
Talk about being a teacher's pet. Teachers will receive the most Valentine's Day cards, followed by children, mothers, then wives and sweethearts, and in some cases, pets.
So teachers get the most Valentine's.
That's right. Let's go back in time.
Back in time.
That was quite eerie, but thank you. On February 14th, in 1859, Oregon became part of the United States. And in 1912, Arizona joined the Union on February 14th. Also on February 14th, James Polk became the first president that was photographed while in office in 1848. UPS.
Wow, who was it? James Polk?
James Polk.
Yeah, speaking of James Polk, I told you 20 to 30% sales of condoms went up.
UPS, United Parcel Service, speaking of delivery, was formed in 1919. The League of Women Voters was established in 1920. February 14th, 1967, Aretha Franklin reported respect.
On February 14th on Valentine's Day.
Right. Also on February 14th in 1971, Richard Nixon installed a secret taping system in the White House. Gee, I wonder why.
He should have been out buying a card.
That's right. I'll be back in 18 seconds. The United States performed a nuclear test at the Nevada test site in 1976.
Yeah. Isn't that nice for Valentine's Day? We'll irradiate everybody. That was a lot of cool information.
Wait, it gets even better. I think you asked me, were there famous people born on February 14th?
Oh, by the way, were there any famous people born on February 14th?
I'm glad you asked. John Barrymore in 1882. Jimmy Hoffa was born on February 14th in 1913. Jack Benny, 1894. Carl Bernstein of Woodward and Bernstein, 19.
So Carl Bernstein of Woodward and Bernstein was born on the 14th of February, the same day that Nixon was installing the tape recorder.
That's right.
That's pretty screwed up. Well, I mean, not the same year, but, you know, it is kind of ironic.
It is.
You know, and there was a Frenchman in the back going, I have gloves and garter belts.
And finally, Carol Brady.
Stop playing with the tape recorder. I have gloves and garter belts.
And finally, Carol Brady. Florence Henderson was born on February 14th, 1934. So, you're listening to the Totally Useless Information podcast, the Valentine's Day special. I'm Nick.
And I'm Roy. Oh, and listen, Valentine's Day brings up something. DeMarlo Salon and Spa. Yeah. Now, we told you last week to go to DeMarlo Salon and Spa and get gift certificates for Valentine's Day. If you did, you were a really smart person because that's an awesome, awesome gift to give for Valentine's Day. So if you're listening to the show a little bit early, you can probably get over there now and look like a superstar. But even if you don't, go to DeMarlo Salon and Spa. Buy a gift certificate for that someone that you love, because I'm going to tell you right now, awesome. Hair, skincare, massage, nails. DeMarlo Salon and Spa does it all. They've been there for like 17 years in their Naples location on Vanderbilt Beach Road and Collier Boulevard. DeMarlo Salon and Spa, you can look them up at demarlosalon.com or you can call them at 239-793-2020, 239-793-2020, DeMarlo Salon and Spa. Awesome, awesome place. I can't say enough about the work that they do. They'll change your look, cut, color. Just amazing. What a great place. And I know Nick was there over the holidays, Christmas holidays. I had the BPC chicken. He had the DeMarlo experience. So DeMarlo Salon and Spa, get down there again, 239-793-2020. They're on the corner of Vanderbilt Beach Road and Collier Boulevard in Naples, Florida. DeMarlo Salon and Spa.
You're listening to the Totally Useless Information Podcast. You've seen those Valentine's Day conversation hearts. You know the candy?
Oh, the little confection ones?
Yeah, they taste like chalk. Valentine's candy conversation hearts have a shelf life of 5 years.
5 years? I would have thought actually more. I mean, you know, I mean, it's a freaking candy in a box. It's a hard candy, no less.
Let's put it this way. The shelf life of these conversation hearts lasts longer than some marriages.
Exactly. Most marriages.
That's right.
Because wow. I bought the gloves and cigar to bed. Listen, I'm doing this throughout the whole damn show.
So. You are, yes.
Any information? No, they got a belt.
Red hearts are ubiquitous to the Valentine symbol. As you know, red is traditionally associated with the color of blood. And at one time, people thought that the heart, which pumps blood, was part of the body that felt love. In fact, when the Egyptians mummified their dead for burial, they removed every organ except the heart because they believed that the heart was the only part of the body necessary for the trip through eternity.
Yeah, boy, were they wrong. Should have left the liver in there. This way you could have had a drink.
Let's talk about some food traditions. During medieval times, they believed that if a young woman ate strange foods on Valentine's Day, she would dream of her future husband. For example, one of the items that they would scarf down because they thought that they would dream of their future husband was ketchup pancakes.
Okay, where did they do this?
In medieval times. They didn't say specifically where, but in that era.
Was France around in medieval times?
No. A young woman ate strange foods in order to dream of her future husband. Ketchup pancakes. It makes sense, right? Because she ate the pancakes.
Medieval times.
Yes.
Ketchup pancakes. So they had ketchup in medieval times?
That's right. That's when they started to pour the ketchup, and it finally got to the end of the bottle by the year 1928.
Probably. It was the Renaissance by the time it got on the French fries. Speaking of the French.
Yes.
Gloves and God the best.
By the way, if you're fearful of the French, your name is probably Roy. But if you have the fear of flowers, you're suffering from anthophobia. Anthophobia is the fear of flowers.
Really?
Yes.
Anthophobia. So people have a fear of flowers.
That's right.
Well, I would think that could have some mental connotations to it. I mean, flowers die. So as beautiful as they are, they die. Not that we are clinical about anything or anyone should follow anything that we say.
Please don't. A couple more things before we head off to buy our $18 Valentine's Day cards for our sweethearts.
Yeah, they're going to run out, so you better hurry the hell up.
Colored roses mean different things. Pink means friendship or sweetheart. Yellow means friendship. And, of course, red means love. So the red rose came from the Greek goddess Aphrodite. She's the goddess of love and beauty because she went to the DeMarlo Salon and Spa.
Right, her got herself all done up.
She did. Her counterpart in Roman mythology is Venus. In Roman times, the red rose was known as the flower of Venus. It was used as an instrument of worship, represented by the rosary. So it has some kind of religious connection.
Ah, rose, rosary, yeah.
Here you go. Voluptuous and sensual, with garter belts and gloves. The red rose is known as the flower of Aphrodite. Red roses are considered the flower of love because the color red stands for strong romantic feelings.
Did you know that the, you know, like we say roses, 189 million stemmed roses are sold on Valentine's Day, right? You get a dozen roses. In fact, we used to do like the dozen roses, and then you like take one out and say that's the one that for, you know, my heart forever or whatever the hell the saying was. But it was always a dozen roses.
I hope you said it that way to your wife. Yeah. Take one.
No, it was some story that I didn't do, I guess. No, but anyway, did you know that the single rose that is the number one gift is a single rose, one? And again, those people that give the single rose, there's 3 out of 10 people living in their mother's basement. That's them too. They're going to hang out with them because one rose ain't cutting it.
The tradition of 11 roses started when the guy went to the flower shop a little too late on Valentine's Day. They only had 11 left, right? And then he got home and he told his wife, look, there were a dozen, but one I saved for you.
Yeah, I know. So I forget what the saying is. I don't know why. I probably pulled that stunt once.
That's right.
I'm married 36 years. 36 years, a lot of Valentine's.
There is. Congratulations.
Let me say something before we cut out here. Yeah. Valentine's Day is really, me and Nick joke all the time, but we're both very happily married to all those women that send us emails. But honestly, Valentine's Day is that day that you share that love, you know. And I'm married 36 years to my lovely wife, and been doing Valentine's Day probably for like 38 years. And it's wonderful. It's a day where you can tell that special person how much you really do love them and care about them and what they mean to you in your life. So don't skip out like these 3 in 10 morons that live in their mother's basement, you know. And honey, I love you so much. Happy Valentine's Day.
And you don't have to do anything expensive as long as it's something thoughtful, and that's all you need. And I've been married 18 years, so half the time that you've been married, I've been married to my lovely wife. And for me, Valentine's Day is not just on February 14th. Every day is Valentine's Day.
Oh boy. Well, he's laying it on thick.
No, and all kidding aside, I am deeply in love with my wife. She is my best friend. She's my confidant. She's someone who keeps an eye out for me. She makes sure that I stay on the straight and narrow, and she makes sure that everything goes the way they should. And I really appreciate everything that she does. So, yes, I love you too. Happy Valentine's Day.
I think I can speak for Nick as well when I say, yes, we really did luck out and married up.
Yes.
Well, happy Valentine's Day to everyone. And that's basically all the time that we have for Totally Useless Information Podcast. Remember to hit us up and like us and subscribe and do all that fun stuff and keep sending in those emails. Happy Valentine's Day.
Yes, of course. Show us how much you love us by sending us emails at TUIPodcast@outlook.com. And we will have more Totally Useless Information for you next time.
So in the meantime, tell a friend about the trend and garter belt and gloves.
I am Nick.
And I'm the Frenchman, Roy.
Thanks very much for listening, and happy Valentine's Day.